brought in my colleague Mr. Sanchez from the Migration Studies Centre.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, and a good morning to the Chair, to the members of the committee, and to all those following this dialogue. To flesh out the point just made by our head of delegation, in addition to the measures already referred to in the personal initiative of President Castro to contact or to make an appeal to President-elect Trump, this proposal for a protocol from President Castro and her order to prepare measures in response to a possible shift in migration policy in the United States has included the reactivation of the Palenque mechanism, a mechanism enacted in 2024 by the previous president. We have also reactivated the CELAC Council of Ministers, which is currently presided by President Castro. With regard to care and attention and support provided to transit migrants, we do have a policy to guarantee the rights of migrants transiting the country, as well as taking steps to strengthen ties with countries through which Honduran migrants are transits. We have a presidential decree which contains which provides for a coordinated and comprehensive response at the interinstitutional international level to provide support for Honduran migrants abroad in countries which they're transiting or resident. And CENAF is part of that interinstitutional initiative. The measures that this initiative provides for is funding for assistance for Hondurans abroad, the opening of a further two consulates in the United States, legal representation and aid to Honduran migrants abroad, as well as providing for access to official documentation and paperwork from Honduras that can be provided via mobile consulates or mobile consular clinics. And it is also an initiative intended to speed up and accelerate family reunification. We'll also roll out a boosted number of awareness-raising campaigns and take steps to ensure that we're prepared for the reintegration deported Hondurans or returnees Honduras. Between 2020 and 2024, there were 180,000 such returnees, and we took steps such as the provision of funds via the State Bank for Sustainable Development and Living, electronic vouchers for the purchase of basic foodstuffs and goods, and the assistance in entrepreneurship projects, as well as access to education. And we provide not just funding but technical assistance in all of these initiatives. To be frank, we have been doing what we are required to do as a country of origin and return. But if what is anticipated in the immediate future in terms of mass deportation and mass return does occur, that will really stretch the limits of our capacity as the Honduran state. We have to be honest about that. We have been providing training to staff in CENAF on identifying unaccompanied children and minors. The process of identification of unaccompanied Honduran minors begins in the place of origin. We have also sought to update and render more robust our exit and entry to the country registries so that we can better map and trace the journey of a child or minor outside the country. We have been reviewing documents submitted and paperwork submitted by Hondurans first and foremost. For example, when they apply for a passport, in order to ensure that the documentation is not falsified or counterfeit. This will at least ensure that Hondurans traveling abroad do have a valid travel document, a valid passport, which will go a long way to be able to tracing and mapping their journey, providing support and guarantee.